said we had been giving guns to the rebels, but it was a lie. We had done nothing. My sister was pregnant, and they beat her many times on the belly. I never saw her again. When she was cut open, her husband's head was found inside her. My wife and children were taken from me. The doctor forced my wife to eat her own excrement. My children's bones were broken. They said it would continue until I confessed crimes against the government. But I invented things to save my family. They said I was lying. They made me watch while my friend was stripped naked and made to stand against a wooden table. Two men helped him while the doctor drove nails through his testicles. My husband was made to watch while I was raped with a bottle. And then the doctor killed him in front of me. Very slowly, by cutting him open and pulling out his intestines. The doctor forced me to eat ground glass. It hurt my insides so bad that I cannot have solid food even now. My skin was burned with acid and needles were put under my fingernails. They injected me with the drugs every day. It gave me headaches so bad I felt my skull and face split open. And I had terrible cramps all over my body. At the time of the coup, I was arrested and taken to the National Stadium. I can never forget the man in the hood, the man they called the doctor. It was he who selected those to be tortured, those to be shot. All day and all night, you could hear the gunfire and the screams.